Welcome to the Science Podcast. It's February 17th, 2012. I'm Sarah Crespi. This is a special broadcast from the AAAS meeting in Vancouver, British Columbia. Can you comprehend the number 1 times 10 to the 31st power? That's how many bacteria there are on the planet. But the researchers behind the Earth Microbiome Project are undaunted by these figures. Their aim is to thoroughly catalog the diversity and function of all microbes. Eric Stockstead, science news writer, spoke with microbial evangelist Janet Jansen and Jack Gilbert about the project.
This is Eric Stockstead with Science Magazine. I'm talking with Janet Jansen from Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory about the Earth Microbiome Project, which sounds ambitious. How ambitious is this, Janet?
This is huge to understand Earth's microbial dark matter. But, of course, we have to limit it just for practical reasons. And so what we are trying to do is to sample as many different kinds of Earth's environments as possible to optimize our chances of getting as many different microbial species as possible. That is one reason tomorrow we'll show a map of where the samples have originated, and we're trying to get as much of a global contribution as possible, and then to include things from extreme habitats, deep in the ocean sediments, polar regions, deserts, you know, just to get as much diversity as possible. So far, we have gotten support to sequence about 10,000 samples, but we have in our freezers about 60,000, 70,000 samples, and the scientific community is very much backing this project, and almost every scientist that we've talk to is very willing to share their samples, send samples, so that they can be compared, because I mean, everybody wants their samples to be compared in the EMP to the other ones.
What's the team like? Who's actually doing all this and collecting the samples?
The scientific community is collecting the samples. There is a steering body for the Earth Microbiome Project. And so when any of those persons on the steering committee goes to meetings and presents the Earth Microbiome Project, we usually ask or say that there is an opportunity to collaborate if anybody is interested, and there's always a lot of interest. And so then in order to be part of the Earth Microbiome Project, the collaborators have to have samples that have rich metadata, environmental data. So for soil, like the pH, temperature, salinity, nitrogen, carbon concentration, the context that enables us to compare our samples between different sites. If you want to understand, is there biogeography with microbial communities on Earth, you need to know what it is that's driving that. So it could be nitrogen or pH, for example.
So if you create an atlas of microbes around the world, could you find new types of microbes that might be potentially useful for cleaning up oil spills or something else?
Absolutely. This is one of our main goals. Since most of the microbial organisms have never been isolated or studied, the hypothesis is that that incredible diversity that is there can be used for many different applications. It's just we first have to be able to find it and understand what the potential is. Since we just know functions for just a fraction of Earth's microbes, and even those are extremely useful to humans for antibiotics, nitrogen fixation. So it's just fascinating to think how much more things there are that we don't have any idea about.
The Earth is a tremendously, at least the land, is a tremendously varied collection of habitats and places and environments. Are the microbes that live in them, how varied are they and across all these environments?
This is another one of our goals. I'd like to think of it in this way. So if we're looking at a map of the Earth, and then you say, okay, given these certain types of environmental characteristics, this certain pH, salinity, carbon concentration, and temperature, you could see on the map, like a Google map, regions that would be lit up in pink, that would say, okay, you'd predict to see these kinds of microorganisms under those conditions. And then if you shift those conditions, you might see another type of microbial population come up in green. So there is a database that is being developed within the Earth Microbiome Project that it has that as an aim.
Any unusual places that you've gotten samples from?
We have everything from the Arctic to Antarctica to deep in the ocean, the Yellowstone hot springs. We've got ant guts and iguana guts, and we're only bounded by our imagination of places to sample.
Janet, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Okay, so my name is Jack Gilbert. I'm from Argonne National Laboratory and also the University of Chicago.
And you're a ecologist? Or
I'm a microbial ecologist, which is generally means I'm interested in the communities and how they respond to environmental change. The Earth Microbiome Project is a systematic characterization of microbial life on Earth. There are a myriad of environments, thousands and hundreds of thousands of different ecosystems across this planet. And we want to know what types of bacteria are in each system, so who's there, and also what are they doing in each system.
What's this going to be useful for when you're done?
If you think about the role bacteria play in our lives, they cycle 80-90% of all the gases and nutrients are cycled by bacteria. Primary productivity, the vast majority of primary productivity on Earth, that's, you know, photosynthesis, is mediated by cyanobacteria in the oceans, you know, and on the ground and in the plants. These are very important processes which define how we as humans can survive on this planet. Without those bacteria doing those processes, we would not have food. We would not be alive. We could not generate nitrogen in the system. All nitrogen on Earth that comes from the atmosphere is captured by bacteria. Without them, there would be no nitrogen in the system. The farmer in his field requires the bacteria in the soil to create the nutrients which feed his plants. Bacteria are so essential to life on this planet and so essential to how we as humans interact with this world that without this, we're missing 90% of the trick. We're just seeing 10% of the biosphere window and missing everything else.
So how many are there out there that you're going to find?
Okay, so currently we've identified through the Earth Microbiome Project and through a number of related studies which are associated with the Earth Microbiome Project, we found a little over 120,000 species. These are found in marine systems, in soils, in the deep sea environment. In fact, what's interesting is there's never been an ecosystem on this planet which has ever been fully characterized, i.e. we found every single species. You know, we say that about the rainforest. I go to the rainforest and I'll find new plant species or a new insect species every time I go in there. But we know the megafauna living in North America. We've wiped most of them out, but we know the ones that are still there. We know nothing about the bacteria. We've never fully understood bacterial diversity. It's an enigma to us that needs to be cracked.
Anything else you'd like to tell us about the project?
The project is currently dealing with over 13,000 samples. So what we're trying to do is create a new way of handling those samples. This is the most ambitious sample handling problem in the world. Getting samples from individual researchers all around the world into one or two locations and then extracting that information, the DNA, sequencing it and generating all of that data is a colossal task. That alone is requiring a new paradigm in infrastructure for handling this. Our goal is to create a way of doing this which could be adopted by the global community. So we would like to create the CERN for microbial ecology. You know, this giant infrastructure which has billions of dollars of funding, or if you will, a large hadron collider, or a giant telescope. We want to create a giant telescope which can be used to interrogate bacteria. And that's what the Earth Microbiome Project will provide.
Jack, thank you so much for talking with us, and good luck.
Oh, thank you.
That was Eric Stockstead speaking with Janet Jansen and Jack Gilbert. Thanks for listening to the Science Podcast. I'm Sarah Crespi. Check back on iTunes, our RSS feed, or the Science site for more podcasts from the meeting.